Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
So let it go live. I don't know why it's taking a while.
I think it's already live.
Oh, really? It doesn't say it for me.
Yeah, it says live 15 seconds. Welcome.
Oops. All right. Wait, are you sure we're live? Because it's not.
Yes, sir. Right. Yeah, it's live.
Mine's the one
that's the intro.
Hold on.
You're making me host. I am host now.
No, I don't know how this is working. Hold on. This has got me confused because if this isn't live, then this
no, it's live. Gonna,
it really
it's
is?
Live. It says live 51 seconds, 52 seconds, 53 seconds. It might be on your end. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it says here live.
And oh, yeah, we're live. We're live. We're live.
You got it. There you go. Intro again. Times two. Let's go.
Wrong one. Welcome, everybody, to the Nerdy Hi. Chicano Show. The only and man, is it gonna feel good to say this again?
Yeah.
The only show hosted by two land lovers themselves. As always, is the Nerdy Chicano here with the Brown Bambino himself, the good old Luis Gerardo Garcia. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Blessed to be here. How about you?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Rocky start at first, but you know.
But we're here. We're here.
Yes. Hold on. That's just the Nerdcore live show. That doesn't say the Nerd Chicano show. But yeah, it's the final one, the last one, number 48 in your ears and in your face. We're here for live on twitch.tv/thenerdcore CORPS. We're here. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna talk, but yeah, it's the last one, you know, the one ring to rule them all. Well, this is the last podcast to rule them all, I guess, at least for this one. But
at least, yeah, I think yeah. It's cool. It's going to be the end of a chapter, but, you know, onto something bigger and better for Mr. Director here. And that's cool.
Yeah, man. Oh, well, never mind. That blocks out your face real quick.
No, you could put it. It's cool.
No,
I'll get lower.
It's terrible. I'm just sticking with that one. Aiden Kosick in the chat. We out here. Yeah, we out here, man. Thank you for sticking in chat, coming in chat with us. Yeah, man. Well, this is it. This is what I've been building up to this weekend. I announced on Monday. Monday we will have no live. On Friday we will have no live show. Because it will be live and in your faces, the final episode of the Nerd Chicano Show, as we go live for the last. Well, we go live for the first and last time because we never did a live type of taping for this show. But bro, first of all, I want to ask.
Go ahead.
How are you doing?
I want to know how you're doing, bro. Good. I got some news. A little fill-in news. So yeah. I don't know if you knew, but I was doing like private duty nursing. So like more private type of stuff. Yeah. Well, today I just got offered an interview to work as a jail nurse. So I'm going to be working in prison.
All right.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, like, I think it's so interesting. I don't know. It's cool. I'm going to be there with the guards and shit. And people are going to be fighting and shit. And I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
You know, I had to keep this as accurate as it was today. Sure. You know, just like all the other Nerdy Chicano Show episodes, you can go ahead and give me shit about my bed not being made. because just like the old episodes, remember, my yeah. bet would never be made. What's it called? Well, it's not made here today either. So, you know,
don't worry. Mine's not made either. No.
Yeah, man. A lot has changed in our lives since we've last been here.
A lot has changed since we started in general, you know, a lot. Like, I can grow facial hair now. So that's pretty cool.
You can grow facial hair. You can cut hair.
I cut my own hair.
Yeah.
You graduated.
Yeah. I mean, you got a house. You're engaged.
Yes. You know,
and it's just a lot, man. Don't get in touch to us. Luis, it's been a while since we've seen you in this intimate type of setting. Let us know what's been going down. If for the people who are new here who don't know you, let them know who you are.
I'm Luis. I was here, what was it, 3-4 years ago? 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
4 years ago. When we started this, and let's just say me and Raul were completely different people when we first started this. And, you know, unfortunately I had to leave and stuff like that. But, I mean, the show has been doing great regardless. I still listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people still are out here. A lot has changed. I think I grew as a person. Now, engaged, which is a pretty big step, you know, for anybody. Basically almost married, getting a house, working like an adult, good and bad, right? If you can say, but I think in general, I'm pretty content with life, and I'm surrounded by people that I generally care about. And I don't know, there's nothing to complain about, nothing but good vibes in here. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm really happy for you, man. You know, it's there's been a lot, you know, there's been a lot changing in my life too, you know, since we started this, I left my hometown. I went to undisclosed university to study, basically film. I'm going into my last semester of college. I'm making my own short film. You know, that Luis right here had the chance to help me a little bit with, you know, there was, you know, I was, you know, a lot has changed, man. A lot has changed. We've changed a lot from the people that we were 4 years ago than when we sat down to start a podcast that I had no idea what the hell I was going to do, but I had the support of this man right here next to me. And he said, well, let's just do it. Let's just do it. And even though, you know, he took his time off and he came back eventually, but you know, it was left on good hands.
Yeah. But,
you know, that show never, that the show, the first two episodes that, well, now the first episode we did, that version of Nerdcore never existed again. You know, that was just a one and done thing. And when Luis came back, I pitched him a show that I would basically recreate, because I was doing a show on twitch.tv/TheNerdCore, where you're watching us right now, that was called the Nerd Chicano Review Show. It was basically a show that I was just doing live, where I would talk about movies that I don't get the chance to talk about on the Nerdcore. And I was like, well, I'm kind of like enjoying this, but like same time, like I kind of need somebody to be there with me. And then I basically bring him, Luis here, and I rebranded to just the Nerdy Chicano Show. And it was basically a show where Luis and I got to talk about life, but we would mainly end it on a movie that we would watch pretty much every weekend. And we would like review a movie that we go see on the weekends. And we'd be like, okay, but like everything before, basically we were talking about life and, you know, what was going on with us. And after that, it kind of evolved into something a lot different. And what Brad and I, we like to say is that the Nerdy Chicano Show was basically the precursor of the live show, because it basically became, oh, we don't have a movie to talk about today. Ah, who cares? Sorry about whoever. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And we had so much going on that show, and it was so much fun. And, you know, once it got, life came at us fast, you know. I started taking on a bigger load. That's what she said. You know, we had to do, you know, you started going to school to become a nurse, and you graduated, and you became a nurse. I started taking on more shows. I started, you know, taking a little bit. I started, you know, going head first into the film stuff that I was working on. Decided to get more into that. So a lot of shows kind of took the back burner. And plus, a global pandemic started, and what's it called? A lot of things started to take the back burner, and this show kind of took the back burner. And I can't lie, y'all. You know, tonight it's going to be bittersweet. You know, this is a chapter of I'm closing a chapter that was basically the start of this whole network that you see here.
Yeah. And this is basically the end for me and Roel. Like, me and Roel, after this, we're not going to talk at all. We're going to cut ties. We're just not going to, we're going to unfriend each other and just.
Quite frankly, I mean, you know, like, honestly, guys, if you want to hear it, like, I just couldn't pay Luis. And I said, Luis, we're going to end the show. And so you're going to leave. Yeah. Like, that's just the thing. Like, we're not going to talk with each other ever again. Honestly,
we're sick of each other. Honestly, yeah, we just kind of hate each other. Low key, outside of this, we just hate each other.
Yeah, so we're just done. Yeah. But tonight we closed the chapter on this show, and for the first time in the network, even though there's a show that's, like I said it on the live show, for the first time on this network, a show's gonna get killed. Even though there's a show that's been on hiatus for God knows how long, but it hasn't been officially killed by the person who started the show. So you know. This is the first one that's going to get killed. It's going to get axed. But, you know, there are things going to come in the coming weeks that I can't wait to discuss with you all. But I just know that I had to get us together to do that one last hoorah, you know, that great, like, you know, episode where we kind of go into it and talk about everything that is what made our show our show. So I'm putting it down there on the link. If you guys want to go ahead and send in your donations, go over to www.streamlabs.com/nerdcore. None of that money goes to Luis. Neither does it go to me. It goes to the network itself.
I don't get paid.
I don't get paid. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm on the floor now. I was in this stupid little chair shit.
Yeah,
Megan's behind the camera, but I mean behind the thing. And then this is my dog. Have you seen my dog, by the way?
No, Poppy.
This is Poppy.
Yeah,
look at her. Yeah. She's so stupid. Look at her, but she's so cute. Look at her.
She's so stupid, but she's so cute. Poppy's like, why don't you have a freaking pop filter on that thing?
I know. Dude, I had it, but it got, like, filled with dust, and I just didn't want to clean it, so I just threw it away. Yeah, because I didn't use it for a while.
Yeah.
She's a lot bigger than what she looks like on camera. I don't know. She looks super tiny. She looks like a tiny dog, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does look like a tiny
dog. No, man. She is, I don't even know how much. She's probably, like, 30 pounds. She's a big girl. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's freaking awesome. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, what's it called? Luis loves dogs. You know, Luis, what's it called? When you met Luis the first time, Luis only had one dog.
Yeah,
now he has two.
I still have him, by the way, but he's kind of big bozo. But he's in my house. I'm at my
That one decided to what's it called? Go with Patrick, other than Luis. That one found a new owner.
Dude, honestly, yeah, like. So in the mornings, like before I leave and shit, I'll look for, like, usually I have like the routine of like looking for Max in the morning right before I leave. So I make sure, like, cause I don't know what happened one time where I was looking for him in the morning. I'm like, where the fuck is Max? And he was out, like, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever. He's probably in Patrick's room or whatever. And so, I looked in Patrick's room and he wasn't there. And it turns out he was just like on the street, like just running about. So
yeah. Well, yeah, Max had that habit of just, like, getting out of the house and walking around the street like he owns the neighborhood.
Yeah, and you think by his attitude and by his behavior that he's a big dog, but he's just a little shit, so he's, like, not more than, like, 12, 13 pounds. Like, he's such a tiny dog. Like, if one of these, if Poppy went over there, literally destroyed Max.
Yeah.
Do you see how big she is? She's so massive. I don't know what...
beautiful.
Look, she's, like, a... like a Belgian shepherd mix. So you see a little scruff.
Yeah.
This little scruff right here. Little.
Yeah.
You see that? And then her face is like, you know, thinned down and stuff like that. So I think she has like a little Belgian shepherd, which is pretty cool. But you see how, look at it, look at her, look at her. She's just like trying to gnaw at me.
Yep.
Hey, sit, sit, sit. Thank you.
She's, man, that's a big dog, dude. That's a
fucking big dog. It is a big dog. And she's barely like 6 months old, something like that. So she's still going to get bigger. It's good for the intruders, but not so good with the kids. Stop it.
But yeah, and I
but,
and
but, now I'm but more that. Important news for you.
Yeah.
You're a grandpa now.
Yeah, we got two dogs coming in. Well, one's in the way, one popped out already. You know, good old Caramel had it.
As we speak,
it's trying to get popped out. Yeah. You know, my dog decided to have kids, and this time it's weird though, Luis. Like, this one came out healthier. Like, this one looks more chunkier. It looks like it's a lot more healthier than the one that came out the first time. You know?
Probably because, like, you anticipated the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And she's probably had, like, a healthier diet or something. Or maybe because she was older, she was able to take it. Because I know the first time it was it, what, like, a year ago?
Probably. She was pretty, what's it called? The dog was pretty skinny. The little dog. Like, the puppy that came out was very skinny.
It was.
Yeah. But this one came out looking kind of like Oreo. So like white and black spots. So I'm guessing the next one is going to come out like the first dog that it was like all like chocolate brown with like one hair of like white from Oreo. So we'll see. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited.
And here at the Nerd Corps, if we get Raul to 100 Patreons, we're going to be raffling the dog.
For sure. At 100 patrons, we raffle off a dog. You get to keep the dog. You get to take care of it.
You just give a dog away. Oh my God. That'd be funny. That'd be cool. That's a good incentive. Everybody go subscribe. Come on.
Everybody go to patreon.com/nerdcore. What's it called? I've got the banner here for y'all. Become a patron at patreon.com/nerdcore. But for at 100, you all get, forget about the live show, like when everybody gets together in person to do it. Nah, we're talking about raffling a dog. We're literally going to give you a dog.
We will.
Oh my God.
I'll
give away Poppy. Mike is going to reach over the freaking laptop to slap the shit out of you. Like, no, dude, you're not like, giving away my fucking dog. Oh, God, dude. It's been quite the, quite the last week. I mean, dude, we worked on a freaking movie together, you know, and you're going to come back to work on it with me in March, you know.
By the way, thank you for letting me onto that set and stuff, dude. For anybody watching that's a non, I guess, film person, kind of like me, right? I mean, I love film, right? But I'm not a person who studies it. I'm not a person who's like invested in this type of thing. It is so surreal and so, it's like in the movies. It's like literally like you see them filming and shit. It's exactly like that. It's like just a bunch of people so passionate on a work or a job or whatever. And it's like it's weird because like you'll see how like a piece of like 17-second clip will take like 2 hours or some shit like that. You know, it's like it's very like perspective. Like you're like and then you learn to appreciate these people that like set up a light, that set up a specific camera angle. You know, the grips who move stuff around and all these types of things. And you're like, dude, there's so much going on behind the scenes that like. That you realize, and then even then, that movie or that part that we filmed or whatever, it wasn't even that long. And then you think about the movies, like the actual big production, you know, 130-minute films and stuff. You're like, oh, that's why they take this long to do, and this much to edit, and this much to, et cetera, you know.
Yeah.
But it was so cool, dude. Like literally, like it was one of those experiences where I'm like, nah, like this is. I mean, I went into the wrong profession, but no, I'm just kidding. No. I should have gotten into film school, dude.
I'll tell you this right now, bro. If you would have went with that profession, you wouldn't have a house right now.
Maybe like 10 years or something.
Like in 10 fucking years or something, dude. Maybe. That's a strong maybe.
Somebody pulled me, man. Yeah.
But, God, dude, it was just, you know, it was a lot of fun. Of course, we're not done yet. We come back in March to kind of do it all and finish it up.
And
finish strong.
And I'll be there.
But yeah, I know. Thanks, because we need all the help we can get. But, you know, it's true, man. Like, you were bringing up, like, you know, things like, you know, the grips. Like, you know, I say it to everybody. The most hardworking person on set, you know, it wasn't even me, bro. It was other Luis who was coming in that.
Like, that guy was hauling ass, man.
He was bringing stuff in, out, in, yeah. out, in, out. Like, he was, they were saying, hey, we need a C-stand. Okay, let me go get the C-stand. Okay, we need the flags. We need a flag. Okay, let's go get a flag. Everything. He was hauling ass. He was hauling ass like, hey, Raul, do we need a luggage for the scene. Okay, there's one in my room. Gets out, goes straight to the house, go and grabs that luggage. Like, you know, it's true, man. Yeah.
And then Raul still didn't buy them lunch. Raul still didn't buy them lunch on Saturday. He's like, wait, guys, wait. And then the lunch never came.
Look, dude, the lunch came later. It was called a garden.
The lunch came at nighttime.
Well, because, so like, it was just dinner. It's like, you know, we had a small window to it was get so that small. Scene. Yeah.
Remember when everyone was hauling ass just to try to get that, those last 10 minutes you know, before you the remember snow was going to go down?
The audio equipment was locked in the car.
Yeah.
The audio equipment got locked in the car. We were like, who do we know who's a locksmith? Carlos. Get Carlos real quick, boom. Please.
Let's go.
Like, you know, just those little things. And I'm glad you valued the time on set, man. It's crazy, you know.
It's fun to be like a bystander, I guess, to help out a little bit, but I think it's more fun. But for you, it was a lot more stressing, a lot more like, let's get it done, let's do this, let's do that. But I think that's part of your process, and I think that's why you love doing what you do so much, because it's part of you and part of the job, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you saw me, you know, like, at what point was I, like, not, like, I was
yeah.
you know? I'd come every now and then, I'd be like, what's going on? I pat you in the back, get you in the back, like start like you know massaging your back. And be like, what's going on, man? And then right after, like, okay, let's go.
Shoot, gotta go.
You know,
you're wearing your element, dude. I'm so proud to see you there. Like, I was so proud. I was like, man, like he's finally pursuing. He's finally doing something that he is so passionate about. Like, apart from the podcast, obviously, but to see you so invested in your own future and your own projects, it was like, oh, dude, badass. It's like a, you know, tear to my eyes, I guess. But,
tear to my eye, man. Yeah.
It was can't wait for the next part. Yeah, can't wait for the next part, dude.
March can't come any sooner, man. Just gonna finish it up and finally finish off strong, you know?
Dude, you know what's weird, too? It will be 1 year, you know, when you start filming again. It'll be 1 year since the whole pandemic started. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
Time is so real. Isn't it crazy that we spent a year using masks already? Masks and the PPE and the social distancing.
It took us almost a year to get a vaccine.
Yeah. I got it, by the way. I don't know if I told you. I got the vaccine already.
My dad just got vaccinated himself.
I mean,
my grandfather. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
For anybody who wants any general information, Luis, how did it go? You know, any side effects? Did you get anything? How's the microchip doing in your arm?
Well, it's slowly traveling to my brain, but apart from that, so this is just before I start, this is just my perspective. This is what my body feels, and of course my body's gonna be different than everybody else's body, but so far my body reacted pretty well to the vaccine. There was some pretty heavy soreness in the site arm, in the site, for about maybe two and a half days, and then after that it kind of just resolved on its own. The second day that I got the vaccine, I had a low-grade fever, general weakness in my body, and that's pretty much all I can say. I mean, apart from that, I took it pretty well. My body took it pretty well.
Yeah,
I'm due for my second one, like not too, like maybe next week or something.
Okay,
my second round. But in general, I think I did pretty well, and I'll be the first to say that I was one of the most skeptical people about the vaccine. Like, I was headstrong about not getting the vaccine, dude, because like I'm like fearful of, like, literally, and I know it sounds crazy, like not microchipping itself, but like,
you know, just
in general, I'm very fearful of what the government, you know, how much research was put into it and everything like that. And they're like, and then, you know, they obviously said, you know, well, this is what happens when you fund science and stuff like that, and this is true, very, very true. This is when you have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure smart, brilliant scientists, you know, trying and trying and trying again. And this is really an outcome of science, and for me as well, for God, you know, giving us the opportunity to get this vaccine. And yeah, we're barely starting right now, but hopefully within the next 3 to 4 months, we'll have at least half, you know, 30-40% maybe of the whole population vaccinated here in the lower valley, especially since we need it the most. Mm-hmm. Since we're a border town, you know, we have more health complications mm-hmm. and things like that. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't want to be neglected. And I think I can say that for our health officials and our city mayor and everything like that, he's doing a pretty good job of spreading the word and giving access to, like, you know, definitely the older population and first responders and things like that. And I think now that I got the vaccine, I think I am a big supporter of the vaccine now. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, if you have those, like, and then, like, again, at the end of the day, do your own research. And this mm-hmm. is just one person's opinion, but I think it's, for me, it was safe. I think it was good, and I think it's needed for us.
You got Pfizer, right? You got the Pfizer?
I got the Moderna one.
Moderna? Okay.
Yeah, Moderna one. Yeah. That's,
I always get them all mixed up. I'm like, which one's which, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So let me I guess preface a little bit about what the vaccine actually is too.
Yeah.
Basically vaccines are made a certain type of way. This one was a RNA structure. So there's no actual component of there's no live or dead virus that's injected to your body and then meant to make antibodies, kind of like the flu shot. That's what the flu shot does. This is a little bit different. So there's no way, there's no 99.99999% chance of you getting COVID from getting the vaccine itself.
Yeah.
There's only one reported case in the entire world of somebody dying from the vaccine. Yeah. That's one person out of the thousands of people that have taken the vaccine. So
it's an outlier. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's safe to say it, so far it's pretty good. I'm still good. No third arm. You know, no abnormalities. I'm still good. I'm still breathing. I'll let you know next week.
The government knows where I'm at in every at every what's it called time of the day. Dude,
if they needed to make something like that, now's the time. So
this right here is enough. But gosh, it's so fucking nuts. The people are like the microchip. I'm like, y'all, these are worse. Like, this gives, like,
it's so bad, bro. It's like one day I'll be talking about Doritos.
Yeah.
2 seconds later, when I scroll down the feed, guess what I'll see? Doritos.
It's weird when you be talking about sex toys and then all of a sudden on wish.com you begin like an ad like, oh, here's a bullet vibrator, and I'm like, oh, I didn't mean that. I wanted to buy one.
That's true. Government spying on us. I don't think a vaccine is going to be that outlet. I think our phones are much worse, for sure. Much
worse.
Yeah,
you see, you tell me like my element. I'm like, that's your expertise, and it's just fascinating to hear it. But
yeah,
you know,
Take it as you will,
man.
Do your own research. That's important. Do your own research and be informed, and definitely do what you think is right. Yeah. You know, don't let other people's opinions I'm gonna say this as well. Don't judge people if they refuse to take the vaccine. I think that's, like I said, it's everyone's right. Of course, get your informed opinion, you know, form it.
Yeah. And if your informed opinion comes from QAnon, you're kind of dumb.
Or Facebook. Or some sort of thread.
Yeah. Or your informed opinion is the fact that you just don't know where this is right now and don't know if you, but you still are willing to follow guidelines and procedures of right now where our world, where our world is, like, then what's it called? You have the right to do that. You know, it's different, you know, like, what's it called? Like, you know, anti-vaxxers in general, you know, like the ones who don't vaccinate their kids. I mean, like, what the fuck? You want to see your kid die? But this is a little bit different. This is a little bit different because, you know, like we said, it's a new virus. We don't know shit about this thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're still willing to, you know, go by the guidelines and the procedures, which we need to do, you know, even if my whole crew from before I leave gets vaccinated, we still need to be doing our procedures on set we have to do. So it's just make sure that your informed opinion comes from the right source, you know.
Don't be part of the statistics. Be alive. Be happy.
Yeah.
Live your life well, according with you know, with the lines and the guidelines given to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Next thing you know, we're going to get a donation that says, stop with the leftist propaganda. Stop with the propaganda. It's a go. I thought this was the last and show, not the, hey, become a mindless zombie or something.
Oh, dude, and that's not even like left. That's just like,
I know. It's just like,
that's just smart. That's just like, that's not smart. I'm sorry. That's just,
what's it called? Common sense. Common sense. Just like, you know, do your research. Like,
it's okay to be conservative. It's okay to be conservative. It's okay to be liberal. Just respect people's opinion and look at the facts. Just look at some of the facts. Come on. Like, just be informed. Be informed.
Yeah. So yeah, just be informed, you know, just, you know, make sure that it's not coming from QAnon. But yeah, man. By the way, you know, I've already congratulated you 1,000 times. I want to do it here on what's it called? On live air. Congratulations on the engagement, brother. You know, I'm very happy.
Thank you. I'm excited too.
Yeah. I'm excited. You know, I'm probably gonna be there, right? You know.
Of course you are. Yeah. Is that even
Yeah, I'm gonna
We're planning, so a little bit about that. We're kind of planning like at the end of the year. Hopefully by then, majority of people will have
a vaccine.
Things will calm down. Hopefully, God willingly, we can have a regular type wedding. I think summertime is a little too close. So both to one planet, and then two because of the whole vaccine thing. I mean, because of the whole COVID thing. So end of year-ish. That's más o menos where we're looking at, más o menos. Yep. But yeah, I'm excited, dude. I'm excited to have a different things change, I guess. And I'm excited to see what the future holds, man. We'll see.
What is life without some sort of change, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's change is inevitable, and it's look at it. You know,
this is a good change, though. You know, it's
beautiful change. Yeah, it's a beautiful change.
I'm proud, man. I'm really happy for you. You know, what's it called? It's what's it called? Of course, you know, you're like, you're getting married, you got your house, and I'm over here still, what's it called? Talking about movies and farts and dick jokes on the internet, but it's okay. We're taking
my brother. I'm doing the same jokes, dog. I'm just playing behind a mask. Like,
I just have a big boy job and I have my own home, but you know, like, you know, you Lisa's like, you have a little bit more fun with it, man. But you know, it's still, man. You know, we move at our own pace in this life. But exactly. I'm very happy for you because, you know.
So when you become a multimillionaire, billionaire, movie director, and you're hanging out with these big shots and making the things that you love, remember the small people. Remember
God,
me.
God, no, I don't want to do that. I'd rather not. Yeah, what's it called? I'd rather hang out with you than
We can have both. Yeah. You can have a little bit of both. Yeah,
because if like if Marty Scorsese wants to go get, you know, food together, like, hey, nothing wrong, you know. Hey. But you know,
bada bing, bada boom, yeah.
Yeah, just I'd rather be hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but I can't wait to check the house out, dude. Wow, I can't wait to check. I don't know if you moved in yet. Have you?
I have not. Still in the process. Hopefully within a couple weeks, maybe next week. Hopefully a couple of weeks. Yeah. Still getting there. So we will see. But I am excited to show you. We are missing a lot of furniture though. So right now we have a mattress. Mattress is on the floor with the box, but it's okay. Well, income tax is coming too. So we'll get there. Yeah. There's a couple problems with the house. Just a couple problems. I'm not in the house itself. But the house is near a resaca. Resaca is just a body of water, man-made water. That's what a resaca means. And there's a little problem. There's a little crocodile there. Or alligator, I'm sorry. What is it? Alligator or crocodile? Which is the one in Texas?
Alligator. Yeah.
There's a little alligator in the back. Maybe about 6 to 7 feet. Saw it shooting out of the water last time when we get to go see the house. So I was like, I got to take care of that. So, Definitely
yeah,
something
you
I
don't
want to
mess with alligators. You don't want to mess with alligators.
No, idiots. Look at this. Idiots, neighbors. One of the neighbors over there. I go outside. The first thing I see is this lady with a big bowl. With a big bowl right here, like this fucking hand. Grabbing it and throwing it to the alligator in the body of water. I'm like, lady, you fucking dummy. Like, what are you doing?
Are you trying to gain its respect or something? Like, it's going to come and hurt you either way.
You dummy. I was like, you dummy. What are you doing? Feeding fucking chicken or whatever the fuck she was feeding to the alligator. And the alligator was just like eating and shit. I'm like, bro, if your dog or a child or even you fall into the thing, dude, it's not going to distinguish.
Yeah,
shit. Oh, it's be like, it's, you
know,
food.
Oh no, you know what? It's all good. It's that's the lady that would give me steak on the steak every Friday, right? You know,
exactly.
I'm gonna be like, yeah, no, don't worry about it. Her, I'm good. What's it called? I'm gonna go wait for Luisa's dog to go into the water, body of water, because
exactly. You know,
this lady, she's cool with me. She's cool with me.
Exactly, and that's what I'm worried about, dude. Because you know, the property itself doesn't have that like elevated thing between the barrier of water and the thing. Yeah. So, like, it could easily just go and, like, you know how, like, they like to go on land and then sunbathe and shit. And I'm like, what if it does that? So, I'm like, hopefully, right, I'm going to call the city and they'll have it removed.
Yeah.
But if not, I'm going to be getting some new leather boots. I'm sorry, some new crocodile boots. So, either way, it's going to get handled. Either way. Yeah.
And it needs to get handled, bro, because, like, what if little poor Poppy over there decides to just go outside and walk around and she wants to go... And all of a sudden, fucking, what's it called? A croc over here wants to come out of the water and fucking eat poor little Poppy. Like, no, man. Like,
it takes one little snap in the neck and then twist, death roll, and then clock.
Check your
focus, fool.
Dude, shut up, Kevin. My focus is fine. But here, since you want me to do this, damn. I got you, Kevin.
I thought that was on purpose. Oh, that's zoomed. You zoom the shit out of it.
Yeah, no, I know. We'll get a full focus, bro. There we go.
I don't know how that works. I'm just using my laptop screen.
Yeah, I'm using my, what's it called? So what's it called? Canon made a webcam utility.
Yeah.
So you can use your camera as a webcam. So that's what I do now. Yeah. That's why it looks somewhat decent on here.
Yeah, it looks really clear. Mine doesn't look that clear, but yours looks pretty cool. I should try that with my Sony. I don't know if can you do that with my Sony or no?
I think with Sony doesn't have a webcam utility, but you know, you could always, you know, you would have to shell out a couple of bucks for a Elgato Cam Link or something. So, but it's
That's like a recording capture device, yeah?
Yeah, no, this is literally just a webcam utility. Like I literally downloaded the software.
Yeah.
It installs, and I'm able to use this on like Skype, Zoom, StreamYard, like where we're doing it right now. I can't use it on Discord for some reason, but I can use it on like, what's it called? I could probably use it on FaceTime if I was on my Mac, because it's available on Mac too. But yeah, you can do it on a lot of things. This is what I use to stream, like, you know. Only thing different is I want to get a wall mount because I have it on, like, remember my old Bendy tripod? This is going to be a throwback when I used to make vlogs. My Bendy tripod. What's it called?
Remember.
Yeah, which, you know, more to come on what's going to happen with, like, the what's called the future of that. I want to get a wall mount to kind of, like, you know, drill it into the wall. And it's a little mount that kind of extends, and it has the plate right there. So I can just screw in my camera and just have it, like, right there. So that way, instead of, like, having this thing that's kind of taking up space here on the desk, I can just have it directly from the wall mounted. And whenever I just don't need it, just clip it off. It's got to put in my backpack. And
give yourself a little space in the thing. Yeah.
By the way, let's go. Got a new backpack.
Let's see.
Oh man, if I could tell you how cool this thing is, dude. Like,
oh, that's cool. I like the top.
Side pockets with like these origami style dividers. So like, I could just, you know, open it from the side here.
Yeah. Is that like a tech backpack? Like, it's got a charging port in the inside or something?
No,
it's
a camera backpack. But look.
Camera backpack.
Okay. I could just like. Pull out my stuff directly from here.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool, dude.
I don't even have a case for my camera. I just kind of carry it in my backpack or my pocket or some shit. I'm pretty sure it's gonna get scratched.
Yeah, one of these days it's going.
You
should probably take care of that. But you know, as long as you as long as you keep your lens cap on your lens, you know, you should be somewhat fine. You know, just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you know, just go ahead and leave your lens at my house again.
Dude, I'm so careless with that little lens crap. Like, I keep forgetting. I'm like, oh, it's pretty delicate, and it's like, oh, this little thing was cost $200. I'm like, oh yeah, I should probably take care of that little lens crap, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of live streams, I saw a live stream. I'm not too sure how long ago it was because I can't discriminate between time. But you did like a little not a live show, but a stream on a game, but like really familiar, like when I was a child.
Oh,
what is that called? That one.
Yeah,
and you were in some palm trees, and dude, you were doing that for like the longest time, and I'm like, dude, does Raul fucking suck or does the game fucking
hard? We just finished that today. We didn't finish the game, but we finished that part.
Oh yeah.
Let me just tell you something real quick. I wasn't supposed to go by the palm tree. I was the palm tree. So yeah, that I got that done. But it was worse today. I was going. Why? So I was in the Tarzan world.
Okay.
And I was going through these vines, jumping through vines, and I would always miss them and start back again at one. Uh-huh. And I didn't know what was going down. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Because I finally did it. I reached it, and I was like, where am I supposed to go? Well, apparently I didn't even have to do the vines. That was only to get the chest. I just had to go up this freaking tree, stupid tree, get up there, and that's all I had to do. So, yeah, that kind of really pissed me off, dude. I was like, but you should have seen it.
Like, dude, I was like, is this what he's going to do the whole stream? Because I didn't get to watch it live. So then I saw it. I'm like, what the fuck? Is this really? And then I kept skipping. I was like, dude, he's still the same one. And I saw how frustrated you got. I was like, dude, quality content. Quality.
That's what you guys come here for. What's it called? The podcast about movies? No, it doesn't at all. You come here to watch me rage at a stupid freaking game that takes me hours to finish when I'm not even doing the right thing.
Yeah, you should do more content like that. More Raul gets upset, more frustrated gaming. Yeah. Like, I love to see that.
Yeah.
We can clip so many parts and we can make memes out of them.
Somebody just clipped the part. Like, hold on. I'm gonna go ahead and share screen here. Like, this is just absolutely, what's it called? Hilarious, dude. Like, shout out to Micah. Thank you for clipping this, because this was hilarious. This was freaking hilarious. Here we go. Let me go ahead and share screen it on here for y'all. Share audio. Yes. Like, so I was talking about like why right now everybody's kind of like, you know, kind of, you know, like frustrated. Like, we're at a pretty big tipping point in our country, right, with what's going down right now. But like, look what happened.
Especially right now, as we eye the last couple of days of a certain presidency in our country. Is at a very, very constant. Son of a fucking bitch. Fuck. We're at a very, very
Yep. That happened. Yeah. And I was like,
You were so serious about it. You're so serious. Yeah. Like, fucking shit.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, man. Like, you know, we're going through a really tough time. And all of a sudden, like, I just slip. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, dude. Like, what the? And that, what was going down, wasn't even what I had to do. I didn't even have to do that. And I hate that I found out, like, until I freaking, what's it called, the stupid walkthrough video.
Yeah.
But it was.
I would really like to see you. I know you're not a fan of horror, but I really love to see you do some horror gameplay or something. Like old school Slenderman, like 2012 Slenderman, or God. The Freddy's, what is it, Freddy's Night, Hell Night, or
Five Nights at Freddy's?
There you go, that one, and stuff like that. I definitely love to see that. I think everyone in your stream can definitely.
In October comes around, I'm not doing that for regular streams, bro. Fuck that. But it's been fun doing that though. Like, it's really interesting how like you guys come for this, but like, what's it called, when we do the movie reviews for the Nerdcore, y'all don't even show up. But like, for me falling off things and getting mad at myself, like, oh, y'all are there, right there. Yeah. But like, I want to teach y'all about Federico Fellini. Like, nobody comes in. And I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. It's all good. You know, if this is the content you guys want, I'll give you the content you guys want.
People just want to see you rage. Come on. They just want to see you rage and fail.
Yeah, it was absolutely fucking terrible. I was just like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, you know, and I play video games a lot. You know that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't believe, like, my common sense didn't, like, you know, spark up and say, Raul, just turn around and look at the wall. You're supposed to climb up that damn tree. But it's whatever. It happens. But yeah, dude, I mean, just I'm trying to think of like here it would be an absolute disservice if we don't talk a little bit of like movies and stuff. We ended fucking 2020, man. Of course my top 10 list always looks different from yours, right? But like, you watched anything last year that really caught your eye that you were like, oh man, this was really good? I know that you were like, you were one of the many who, you're one of the select few who actually had the, you know, the chance to go catch Tenet in the theaters. You watched Tenet in the theaters.
Like, I watched Tenet in theaters in an empty theater. Like, literally, I was
the only person.
The only ones. It was me and my fiance. And we just went, bro. It was the best. Because, like, they just went to go sanitize it. And, like, obviously, like, nobody's going to movie theater, yeah? So, mm-hmm. We went. We got cheap-ass popcorn. I think I got popcorn. I got, like, the drink and, like, some other small candy, whatever the fuck I got it for. And I spent, like, $5 on it. And I was like, oh, dude, like, this is what movie theater should feel like. An empty movie theater, badass concessions, and then we go see a movie. And that was really cool. And that one's definitely in my top 10. I can't really think Tenet.
Yeah.
Huh. I can't really think of a specific movie that came out in theaters and major whatever. I can't really tell you one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
What movies came out last year? Because I know it was stopped. Wonder Woman 83? No.
I love how you've shared my article, our podcast episode. You're like, kind of agree with Raul.
Yeah,
7 out of 10.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about that.
Like a 6 or like a 5. I don't remember. I was just like, yeah.
You gave it a 7. Brad gave it like a bit of a lower rate. I think it was like 6.5 or he might have done the 7.5. I'm not too sure. I think I agree with yours but I might actually go back on it. I think I might say it's even lower. It might be like a 6 or a 5 because it no way left me an impression where I'm like, I have to watch it again because I don't want to miss out on what I just don't care. Like it really wasn't even a good movie. Like, yep. I was like, dude, you had the whole time. You had Wonder Woman, such an iconic character with a badass cast with fucking Chris Pine coming back and shit. And you still, I don't know, maybe I don't like Gal Gadot. Like, I don't know. Maybe I just don't.
I think, like I said in that review, dude, like, I think that there's a big problem with that script. There's a big problem with that script. Like, it's just, you know, you had too many people's hands in it. And, like, just like,
yeah. It felt all over the place. Yeah.
Let Jenkins write the next one. Just let her do it, damn it. Like, what's so hard about just letting her do it? Instead of having all these other people, because it felt like a movie that everybody kind of had their hand in, and you're like, what the fuck is this, dude? Like, seriously?
It felt so long. I don't know why. It felt like a movie that was just like 3 hours long. Because I felt like so many times within the movie, I was like, oh, it's leading up towards the end. Like the end. And then I looked at it, and it's like, oh, it was like an hour and whatever. Oh, there's still some time left, or there's still this. And so I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck, this movie never ended, and then it never ended, and I was like, dude, fuck. And then when it did end, I was like, oh shit, like there could have been so much more, or like even the fact that they put the invisible jet,
yeah,
it didn't give me that sense of like, oh, because that's iconic to Wonder Woman, right? Like,
yeah.
But then you think about like the other parts, and like, how did Chris Pine's character, I forgot his name, how did he even know how to fly it?
Yeah.
A modern plane. I guess a modern plane for that time. Controls are different. They have actual gauges and shit. Like, I don't know. I thought it was a terrible movie.
Yeah.
It was a terrible movie. Shame on
friend,
you.
Shame
on you, the director.
David Rubio says that, what's it called? Gal Gadot is terrible as Wonder Woman.
I agree.
Also, Patty Jenkins shouldn't write it anymore. The thing is, David, there was a report that came out that like there was like several different scripts that were written. And I think what happened was that, so this is my guess. They took whoever was producing this piece of shit, decided to say, okay, script one worked pretty good. Let's take part of that Script 2 had something pretty good in there. Let's take part of that. Script 3 had this. Script 4 had that. Let's go ahead and just do take all those and mash it together, and we'll work and recreate this new script. And it's like, no, no, baby. That's not what you do. That's not like.
But at what point do you say, do you stop giving Warner Brothers so many chances? Like, they've had so many opportunities to make good movies with iconic characters, dude. And it's just not cutting the deal. Like, we've had, well, this is my opinion now, right? I think the only movie that I can truly say, I'm like, shit, man, that was a pretty good movie, would probably be maybe Batman vs. Superman. And then Man of Steel.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I'm waiting for the new one with
Batman,
Patterson, right?
Patterson, yeah.
Because Patterson's such a great actor, which, like, before Raul, I didn't even know he was a good actor. I thought he was just a Twilight boy.
Yeah.
No, he makes pretty good movies, and I'm excited to see what he makes. But if it doesn't come out good, that's the last chance I'm giving Warner Brothers. Like, I'm not going to be watching their content anymore. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm waiting for something good that just never comes out. It's all merchandise, dude. Like, they come out with the toys and the badass Legos and these posters and the graphics and shit. And you're just like, whoa, dude, it's going to be so cool. And it comes out. Dude, like I said, I told you right about the tin that I got, the Wonder Woman one. Beautiful, dude. Beautiful tin, vibrant colors.
Yep.
They just made it absolutely beautiful. That made me want to purchase it, right?
Yep.
But it didn't go along with the movie, man. Like, it just... at that point it's just like throw away the tent.
I'm remembering every time we talk, of course, like when Luis and I I had a lot more money back then. We go to the movie theater, they would have these like special edition cups and buckets and for popcorn. We would always get like some new ones and stuff, and I remember because Luis told me, like, dude, the Black Panther one is so cool. I bought it. And I was like, dude, I'm going to go get it. And I asked him, hey, man, how's it doing? Like, is it pretty still cool? And he's like, hey, man, I broke it.
Dude, I dropped it once. I fucking dropped it once. And it broke.
It was so black. Had this beautiful, like, carving in it. Like, it was just so cool, dude. And I ask him, hey, how's it doing, dude? Like, is it still holding up? He's like, dude, I fucking broke it.
Bro, I started drinking out of it, and then I was like, what the fuck? Why is it leaking? Dude, it broke from the bottom. I was like, I'm done.
No. Yeah, that happened to my Aquaman cup.
Did that happen to your Star Wars one too? The Solo one? I don't know if you got that.
No,
one.
Not yet. I've been taking care of that pretty well, dude.
mine did, dude. Even since I got it, like, I try to drink out of it and then it just spills. Like, it just spills around the rim or something, but
but it's just, I'm always remembering the Black Panther one because you're like, God, this is so, that's what you get for rubbing it in my face because you knew I couldn't get it.
Remember, I was rubbing it in your face.
Look at this, it's beautiful, it's awesome. I'm gonna, like, this is my favorite one I've gotten. It freaking broke. Oh my God, dude, it's just, oh God, can you believe that our last time we ever watched a movie together was Uncut Gems? You know, it was literally in January. I have it on here because the last time you and I went to the movie together, to the movies together.
Yeah, yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And then the last time I was in a movie theater was Tenet. And that was September, August? No, what was it? I don't even remember. What was that?
Last time I went, bro, was for Onward in March last year.
Wow.
I haven't been to a movie theater in a long time. I miss it more than anything in this world, man. But
it's so fun, right? Memories. Dude, so many memories, honestly, at the movie theater.
Yeah.
What was that app called? No, what was that subscription we used to have?
Movie Pass.
Movie Pass. And then a good, I guess, like, thing that came out of it was the Cinemark Club.
Yeah,
that was pretty decent.
Yeah.
And then plus the movie theaters, you know, shut down and stuff like that. By the way, do you think that this is the end of movie theaters in general?
No, I think it's the end of everything.
because I can't think of a sustainable Cinemark being open, or an AMC, or anything being open. Like, how are they making any money out of it?
Rip movie pass. Yeah, man, those were some good days. There was a lot of movies we watched with movie pass that we definitely would not have paid full price for. But we
took advantage of it, dude.
Advantage, dude. We took advantage until the day that company went bankrupt.
Remember, it started off well. It was like any movie you wanted to watch, unlimited times. Cool. Yep. And then it was okay. Once a week, you'll get the opportunity to watch 4 movies a month. Okay. And then it was like surge pricing things. Surge pricing, okay, yeah. Fine, whatever. And then it was, only limited to specific movies.
Oh my God. Yeah. Remember that?
And they made so many hurdles to jump through. And then that's when I canceled my subscription. And then like maybe like a couple weeks later, they went bankrupt. And I was like, okay, I knew it. Like, it was a good time to get out.
Yep. I think that the movie theaters will somewhat survive. I think that the way that we know them right now are not like we're not gonna have, you know, instead of it being like 5 big companies competing with each other, I truly believe that it's just gonna be like AMC and and possibly like Regal or Cinemark. Like it's gonna come down to like a couple of chains that are gonna be there. I think that it's gonna be the most struggling for mom and pop, you know, independent theaters who like do like more of the private more of the screenings for like, you know, other smaller movies and independent films. Those are the ones that I'm worried about. But it's just it's tough, man. But like I think that it's gonna change in a way that, you know, it's not going to be like we used to have it. You know, we're not going to have a lot of.
But one thing is, dude, I wish I was an investor and I wish I had money for it and stuff like that to start up here. Yeah. Drive-in movie theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, they're so slept on, dude. Like, you're in the comfort of your own car, your own space. Mm-hmm. You get this detachable little speaker that you put inside your car. You can watch the movie from the front seat, or you reverse it, put it from the back seat. Whatever you want to do, you're keeping in regulations with social distancing, even after the pandemic's over.
Yeah.
You have the privacy of your own vehicle, your own property. And then if you want to get some concessions, you can just get out of your car, go to the booth, get some, come back, and then finish the rest of the movie. Like how cool or how convenient is that? Like, I think, without giving out where we're from.
Yeah. It's like an hour.
It's like an hour till the closest one. And then even then, it's not even like the most updated and the most newest movies now.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a really good investment. But of course, I can't trademark it because I have no money to give. So I have no money to invest in that. I'm trademarking right now. Nobody take my ideas. It'd be called Drive. No, Drive. What am I going to name it? I don't even know what I'm going to. Help me come up with something that I'm going to trademark it. I'm going to say it out loud. Speaking to the universe. Speaking to the
universe. Dude, it's wild, man. I'm going to miss it. You know, here is the. I'm hoping that, you know, I want my movies to be played in the theaters. I want to see my movies on those big screen. I want to be able to, you know, get there, but I don't know where the future of these the movie theaters will be in the next coming years.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it goes, man. And yeah. I think that we're going to have to, you know, adapt to it, but I think that we'll be fine. I think that the way that we know them right now, it'll be different, but we will survive. I truly believe they will survive.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But I think another part is we're going to start seeing these Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu. They might start buying out the abandoned theaters. And they might be showcasing their movies in there, or they might be doing like private screenings. I think private screenings are the way to go now, or they're probably going to be ending up doing. But I know for a lot of the big theaters and big auditoriums that people watch movies in, I think those are going to die out for sure. I think that we're going to have like smaller. What does it say? I want my movies to be
I want my movies to be CBS All Access exclusive movies. CBS All Access.
It's gonna get like that, bro.
That's the funny thing is that CBS All Access doesn't exist anymore. It's becoming a Paramount Plus.
Yeah. No, but think about it. Look at all these subscriptions we have now. Yeah. Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, blah 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 blah. We got rid of cable and then we just got cable on subscription. That's all.
Yeah, we got cable over the internet. Look what just happened right now, man. Like, we just got the news today that freaking Godzilla vs. Kong is moving up to March. And guess what? We're getting it theatrically and on HBO Max. So, mm-hmm. like, if you got yourself a nice TV with a nice sound system, you know, mm-hmm. the hell are you going to want to do going out to a theater? But, like, for those of us who truly appreciate the theatrical experience and we know why we go to the theater for, you know, you want to go to the theater for these movies, but, like, you know, they're making it easier and easier to not want to go to a theater.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is the death of movie theaters. It's just going to happen. It's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't see it. I just don't see it, dude. I just don't see it being a sustainable business. Not anymore.
Oh, man.
Everyone's going to be scared even after the pandemic to shake hands and to hug and to.
Yeah. I mean, like.
Close to people.
Yeah. I mean, it's going
to. Bro, we're done. Human touch is done. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's done, dude.
Only person I want touching me is my family and a select few of my friends. You know, anybody else will not touch me. Like, I truly believe, like, we're not going to be handshaking anymore. You know, other people.
No, it's done. It's dead.
We're like, what's up?
You know, hi, or the, you know, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know. We're not going to. I don't want to touch you, you know. I even think about, like, how long until I am actually comfortable to go to a concert and be around that many people and have them all pushed up against me and stuff. Like, nah, man, I'm like, I'm
good. Not anymore, man. Nah. Or clubs or just in general, like
most of those. But yeah, but like, hey, you know damn well the strip clubs ain't gonna have a hard time existing, bro. The minute like they say, like, okay, businesses are back open, like we can actually go out. And you know, the clubs are open, like strip clubs ain't going anywhere. I'm telling you,
they're actually already open.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're open.
The pandemic didn't stop people from being horny, I'll tell you that.
I think it increased it, dude. I think isolation gave people a need to do these types of things. No, but they're still open. But I wonder, like, what do they wear a mask while they're, you know, completely going bare ass naked, or do they just they stop breathing? Like, what do they do?
Funny thing, dude, like. Did you ever hear about the drive-through strip club in Houston?
I was about to mention it.
Like, how does this work? Like, because at that point, you're kind of becoming the voyeur. You know, you're not actually having someone dance up on you. You're just watching someone dance for you, which if that's the case, I've got a pretty good site for you to go to where you could pay that amount of money to have someone do even more than that for you. And you could get your, you know, you can get off. But like, it's like, oh my God, dude. Like, I read about that. And I'm like, this is literal voyeurism, dude. Like, you're like, you're not even able to touch. Like, they're not even able. Like, first of all, like, I mean, I've never been to a strip club. I don't know if you can actually touch the dancers, but I'm telling you, like, they're not rubbing up on you. They're not dancing on you. They're not, like, you know, doing like that. You know, they're just, you're just distance from them right there. And you're like, yeah, shake it. Yeah. Shake that fucking ass. Yep. For sure. Here. Give the money to you. You give the money to them. Okay, good, awesome. Keep on shaking it. Keep on, like, come on, dude. Like, what the hell? Like, it's like, but I'm telling you, if there's one business that's learning to adapt, it's the fucking strip clubs. It's
smart. That's smart, man. They ain't losing money. They ain't losing money. Nah.
Yep. Did you ever hear about that? God damn it! And I hate that I'm bringing this one up because you know damn well what this turns into. Did you ever hear about that one strip club that was offering to go service in South Carolina?
No, I didn't.
They would send you dancers to your home. Which
what, man?
Would literally turn into a prostitution. Like, what the heck? When is this like? Yo, it's barely the beginning of the pandemic. You can't go a freaking month without damn strippers.
Jesus.
God, man. It's just, I was like, when I read that one, I was like, oh, this is crazy. But then I read the drive-thru strip club and I was like, oh my God, we are tapping more and more into voyeurism. Yeah. Next thing you know, they're going to be like, yeah, dude, you can go over to that building. I'm going to still watch you dance. I'm going to stay over here. Like, and I got a little telescope peeking over to your room, and I'm going to be good. Like, we don't need to be touching anything. No, we're good. Oh, God, dude. But
so tell me about Brad. Where's Brad?
God, I want to know where Brad is, dude. Where's Brad?
Where is Brad? You said he was.
Yeah, come on. We can't be the end. Come on. Like Lowe's isn't that far.
Mm-mm. Well, we don't know. He lives in the middle of nowhere.
He lives in the middle of fucking nowhere, right?
Yeah. Dude, goals, bro. His house, goals.
Yeah.
Backyard, a mountain. Front yard, another mountain. That's pretty much goals.
Yeah. It's just, it's why. It's why.
I wonder if he lives in the hot part of that place or like.
I'll tell you right now, bro. What's it called? Right now, because what's it called? This week, he was like, yo, it's fucking cold, dude. It's fucking cold here. Like,
I bet.
Yeah. Like, I mean, right now, I'm wearing my damn sweater because it's cold in my room, dude. It's wild, dude. Like, you know.
Do you prefer the cold or the hot?
I prefer it to be at a nice medium.
No. You are misconstruing my question. My question is, do you want a 95 degree weather year round? Or do I want
shrinkage or do I want swamp ass? Is what you're asking.
The choice is yours, my friend.
And I'll go with shrinkage. I'd rather go with the cold.
Shut your mouth.
I don't want to be. I hate sweat, dude. I hate sweat. Like,
okay. Look at the, I'm going to tell you 35 degrees year round or 95 degrees year round. Your poison. Go ahead. What do you want to do?
I'm gonna go with 35, bro. Do you know, we're sweating our asses off, bro.
Bro. You know,
I'm coming home with a shirt soaked in sweat.
You can't do anything outside though. You can't even go outside because it's freezing.
And at least it's 35. Come on, man. You know, damn, like,
you're trying to go to your car.
Is it worth the swamp pass? Is it worth the swamp pass? Is what I'm trying to tell you.
I think so. I'd rather do the 100 degree weather year round, sweat my ass off, me getting out of the car and shit.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather do that. I think because there's more stuff to do when it's like.
David, pump up in the comments. I want to hear your perspective, David. No, man, wow. I truly don't think. No, man, really?
I think that's a little weird.
Because, like, your fucking ass will start smelling, your fucking balls will start smelling too. Like, come on, dude. Like,
it's all, oh, like, dude. I speaking of when you just said shrinkage, who said that in the last podcast that I listened to? I think it was the live show. Yeah. I don't know if it was you or Brad said something about like shrinkage and then saying like it goes in, like, what. Yeah.
It goes in like
what the like a turtle going back to the shell.
Pretty much. Yeah.
35 degrees it is. What?
35 degrees is lit. Come on, man. David, but no. David, I look, I'm not saying it's lit. I hate the cold too. But I'm gonna choose that between, you know, the heat that makes me sweat my ass off. And
bro. That's crazy.
Yeah. No.
That's really crazy. It's just so weird to imagine that you'd rather be cold than hot. I think because hot, you can control it. Like, because, mm-hmm. it's 95 degrees outside. Your body itself is 97.
Yeah.
It's not too hard. What does it say? I'm stepping out in the fur coat every day. It's Liddy.
You know, you out there, you know, styling.
You out there shoveling snow every morning and shit. Yeah.
It depends, bro. 35 degrees in, like, Austin, you ain't getting freaking snow. You know, now 35 degrees in New York, yeah.
But 35, what is it? Isn't it 35? Isn't that like snowable weather? So if it decides to rain, then it's just snow. It just comes down as snow.
Come on, like 35 down here? Don't snow.
That's why. No, but if it's 35 and it snows, I mean, and it's precipitation, most likely it could be snow. No? Isn't that I forgot what the temperature is to.
I thought it was the 20s, dude.
What? I thought it was the 30s. 30. I thought it was like 30 something.
I thought it was like late, like high 20s, you know?
Okay. Let me rephrase it. Would you rather it be 95 degrees or 3 feet of snow every day? 3 feet.
If it snows but it doesn't stick, we're Gucci. Yeah, because then it just becomes rain. But yeah, I mean, it's just like I've seen snow twice in my life. That's it. And you know, it's wild, but like, you know, I'll take that any day than me dying of like me dying out there with like what's it called, heat on my ass, you know, and like possibly dehydration, you know. I'm good. Yeah. I'll take the possible hypothermia over damn swamp ass any day.
It can't be me.
No, it can't be you. It can't be you at all. I'm getting sick and tired of having to wait for Brad here. You know, I wanted him to give us the proper farewell, but you know, I think we've been doing a great job here. Fuck Brad. Yeah, for a good old sake, fuck Brad, right? God, cheers, man.
Cheers. What are you doing?
Cheers, brother. Cheers.
Finish alcohol.
Clink. Yeah, cheers, man. In a perfect setting, we'd be able to do this in person with two camera setups and somebody doing the switching, but no, this is what we work with today.
Yes.
But it's just...
You know, would most likely be in my computer seat, but I'm on the floor. Yeah. My ass hurts. There you go.
Yeah. I wanted to say, you know, I just, you know, these last 4 years of us, you know, doing this, it was it's been the most fun I've had. You know, I truly believe that I become a better host because of you helping me start this. And because of that, it's kind of so hard to say that this is the last episode because you know, this is the show that we would host and we would, you know, what's called allow ourselves to kind of roam free. But, you know, there's another show that's like this. And like I've always said, you know, Luis has an open invitation to any show he ever wants to be on. You know, of course, if his life would stop getting damn busy, you know, that'd be great. But, you know, it's difficult. And, you know, I still have to bring Luis on the Impaired Files. There's an episode that I do need to do with him. That's down the line.
I'm still waiting for that invitation for that show. Because yeah. I've been patient, Raul.
Is the world ready?
I have been patient to review.
Yeah.
But let's not say what it is. But I have been patient as well.
Yeah, you're impatient. You're like, you know, I want to give everybody my life story. You know, I want to talk about my life. But it's just there's just like, you know, there's so much, man, that we've been through with this show. There's so much going on. You know, you have literally 4 years of Luis in my life in this whole network of shows that we've been on, and how when we started, I was just this guy going to, you know, to UTRGV, and then I left to another university, and I met a lot of great people, and I started actually going after the thing I wanted to do, and you know, I kept sticking. Like throughout that time, one thing stayed constant. It was that I kept doing this and I kept doing this, and I made sure that for a bit of time before a global pandemic started and life got busier, every Thursday was devoted to recording Nerdy Chicano Show, and we would do that and we would have a lot of fun and we would do all we needed to do about it. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's time to kind of move on and do something that I've been trying to launch for a while, and I'm going to go with it. So that way I could at least start to put myself forward and having some sort of have a different creative avenue for myself. And that would mean having to take the name of the Nerdy Chicano Show. So, you know, it's a lot, man. It's a lot, you know, it's truly beautiful to see the journey. It's been a beautiful journey. And I talk about this like if I'm somebody with like 21,000 fucking subscribers or something, right? You know, but it's beautiful to see where we started this and where, how far it's come.
Yeah. It is, man. It's bittersweet.
It's bittersweet, but fucking Brad, if he's not getting here anytime soon, let me check my phone. See, if you're not getting here anytime soon.
In the meantime, watch my puppy.
Watch my puppy.
Look at him.
But, it's just a damn beautiful puppy. Beautiful puppy.
She is really yeah. Beautiful, but she's terrible.
She's terrible. Well,
oh, look at my puzzle. I just bought, well, I didn't just buy it, but I bought it. It's 1,000 pieces. It's a little puppy.
Fuck, man. That's a lot.
I never built it, so. I'm a poser. I just buy puzzles and pretend I'm smart, but I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. I build puzzles. I don't get a frame for them, and then I just, you know, dismantle them and put them away in a box because I have to shoot a film. And now I'm very mad because I don't have, what's it called, anything to put it on. Jeez. But it's just, yeah, I think that we're kind of, what's it called, extending it for somebody who's not here, who's probably took a lot more time at Lowe's.
What a damn shame. What a damn shame.
You'll probably have
some. I gave him the damn honorary Mexican card, and he repays me like this, making me wait.
Yep.
How dare he?
Dare he, man. Oh, God. But it's all right, man. Hold on. Let me see. No, it wasn't even him. It was. Thank you, Griffin, for liking the tweet that we're live, but I thought it was Brad. But no.
Thank you, Griffin.
Yeah. I guess we're just going to have to finish it off here.
That's okay.
Anything else to say, man, before we kind of turn the lights off?
You know, brush your teeth, wash your hair, you know, pee after you. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, it's nothing more I can say. I'll probably won't be the last time I'll be on the feed, but it'll be the last time here.
Last time here.
I'll miss the logo. And then I don't know if you remember like the old school one of me and you. It was these like emoji ones and like it was me and you like eating, you know. Remember that one?
Yeah. We've got a lot of like what's it called? Iterations of the logo, but of course we found the right one because of our wonderful Alex Almeida.
She's awesome.
She's amazing. Yeah, very cool. And yeah, so I can't leave without telling you guys what's going down. So on my YouTube channel in February, you will see a new show pop up that will be completely my own. It'll be a live stream show every Wednesday starting February, where I bring a guest on every week and we look at life and what's going down in our world. And we talk about, you know, things like movies and stuff, whatever we want to talk about. But it's just a space where we can discuss anything we want to discuss about and kind of catch up and talk about art, talk about life, talk about love, talk about whatever it is, right? We've got it all. And that's why I'm proud to announce that on February, I'll be launching the Nerd Chicano Live. It's a live stream show on my YouTube channel. And I can't wait to show you all what's going to go down. And I can't wait to show you all what I'm going to be doing with my YouTube channel. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming down. I'm bringing back my old videos, but instead I'm bringing something new to it. I want to focus around, you know, filmmaking and photography content. I might make a couple of videos discussing my work process through my scripts. You know, I might make a video shooting some fucking random, you know, roll of film. I know that if I ever need anybody to hold a camera to record those videos, I have this guy over here. I'll be there with me. Also, who the hell's going to drive me when I need to do those things? So, you know. There's a lot coming down. I'm going to be launching that because the truth is, my friends, I have a lot more time now. You know, this is my last semester. I'm taking two courses. It's lenient. We're almost done. This is the time that I can fully go into myself and, you know, build my creative portfolio and have more things under my belt because I do plan on applying for grad school and continuing on my education and possibly going to film school. So what were you going to say?
I said amen to that.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it won't be the last you see of Luis and myself. You know, of course, catch me live Fridays through, catch me live Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on different podcasts. And if you want to see me playing games, I go live on Wednesdays and Fridays as I play Warzone on Wednesday and then Kingdom Hearts on Friday right now. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going down, but I want a different avenue for me to pursue my creativity, and the Nerd Chicano Live will be that. And what's this you say? What's it called? Fun stuff, guys. Quality content. Thank you, man. Thank you, David. David's a really good friend of mine.
What is that emoji? What is? I didn't even know what that is. What is that?
That is the I don't know. I don't know.
Is that the new PogChamp? No, it's not the new PogChamp.
I don't know what that one is, but I do like it, David. Yeah, thank you. Like it sucks that, you know, the film couldn't get funded completely, but I'm glad that A Monkey's Paw made halfway and they were able to get some money to make their film. So Can't wait to see what happens with that, bro. So, you know, it's hard to say goodbye, guys, but this is it. And as always, it's been me, the Nerd Chicano. And I don't know how to end the show.
Fuck. I think we just say bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
You would say ciao, Bella.
Not anymore. Not this time. It doesn't feel right. No. Ciao, Bella.